This is why, this is why we fight. When we die, we will die with our arms unbound. This is why, this is why we fight. So come to me, come to me now. Lay your arms around me. This is why, this is why.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 158. I am your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with a track by the Decemberists. That song is called This Is Why We Fight. It is on the band's new album, The King Is Dead. That came out January 18th on Capitol Records. And as of today, it is the number one album in the country. Not terribly surprising, as it is a big shift towards a more commercial appeal. It has Gillian Welch on it and Peter Buck from REM, and the album very much is an REM album, much more than a Decemberists album, though there are points in there that are Decemberists, and there's points in there that are U2, actually. So listen through. I think most people like it. It has very good things, but it just doesn't feel like the old wonderful Decemberists that we loved, but that's okay. Everybody moves on. It's just not as literary as you'd want from Colin Molloy. Anyway, I should stop rambling on that one. We got a lot of good music for you today. Lots of things for you to sample and taste and like, I hope. Let's move on here to a band that you've probably never heard of from France. This band is called The Narcoleptic Dancers.
But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the listen. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. So my love, I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
A couple of delightful pop records there. That was the Beatles, of course, John Lennon's vocals on I'll Follow the Sun. That was released in 1964 on Beatles for Sale. That was either the third or fourth album in 1964, really kicking it out. In the U.S., I think that might have been released as Beatles 5, though I'm not sure on that one. As I said, I have that on Beatles for Sale. This is the 2009 mono reissue. Not sure why mono versus stereo. I hear it's better, but I'm not an audiophile. And even if you are, you're not going to be able to tell the difference with the low encoding I do here to keep file sizes down. Sorry about that. Before that was the Narcoleptic Dancers with the song Not Evident. That is the title track of their EP, Not Evident. That came out 2010, back in June, on Bleep Machine. If you like that song, you will like the rest of the EP, and I urge you to track that one down. I want to let you know how the Too Much Rock podcast works while we have a moment here. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices. Hopefully we've got a good podcast. All right. Oh, good, good. We got something good coming up here. This is Maximum Balloon with the song Absence of Light.
And when the lights go low, oh, you know we can't hold to the feeling that haunts you. So now we let it go, head to toe, open glow. To a rhythm that wants you to move like a human and be where you are. Glide like an eagle and die like a star. Ready and able and bristled and proud. That controlled you and did something cool to you. I would hope that the nighttime would gently unfold you, shift up your point of view. I'll be your messenger, your minister, your morbid curiosity. In the hands of the night you're a plaything. I'll be your passenger, your pleasurer, your terminal velocity. In the absence of life, we're the same thing. Animals are, you're a breed of distinction. Animals are, to the edge of extinction. Catch my dying breath.
I suppose we could go to the souls that control you. What are they holding to? I would hope that the nighttime would gently unfold you, show you a thing or two.
I'll be your messenger, your minister, your morbid curiosity. In the hands of the night you're a plaything. I'll be your passenger, your pleasurer, your terminal velocity. In the absence of light, we're the same thing.
prostitute, your attitude, the victim of your vanity. In the hands of the natural plaything, I'll be your come with me, your tried and true, I'll help you shake your sanity. In the absence of light, it's the same thing.
Blood Red Shoes with the track It's Happening Again. That is on the band's album Fire Like This that came out March of 2010 on V2 Records, a band out of Brighton in the UK that features Laura Mary Carter on vocals and guitar and Stephen Ansell on vocals and drums, and very much a post-punk feel to that, but with certainly a much more modern take than we might have heard in the mid-90s. And before that was Maximum Balloon with the track Absence of Light. That is from the band's self-titled album that came out September of last year. Of course, Maximum Balloon is the solo project of David Andrew Sitek from TV on the Radio. And it is an album where every song features a different guest vocalist. I guess he wanted to stretch out and hear what some other people sounded like. Though that one, he works with Tunde Adebimpe, I think that's how he pronounces it, from TV on the Radio. So it's largely a TV on the Radio song, and coincidentally my favorite on that album. So, so much for experimentation, right? Let's see. Oh, let's duck back a little bit in time. Let's go back to 1983 with a track from the Plimsolls. I'm going to grab my board and head down and skate around the mall parking lot. How about you? That song is called Blast. That's from the band's album First Four EPs, which were collected in December of 2010 on Vice Records. The band, Off, led by Keith Morris from Black Flags and Circle Jerks fame. In fact, that was actually supposed to be a Circle Jerks album, but it kind of fell apart. So I put together a new band featuring members of Rocket from the Crypt and Red Cross and Burning Brides, and recorded an album. Those songs, I think, there's like 16 songs on the CD, and I think about 16 minutes. So big blast of that early 80s LA hardcore punk sound. Similarly, in the same scene, oddly enough, were the Plimsolls. We played a track there called I'll Get Lucky from the band's second album, Everywhere at Once, which was released in 1983. Certainly very active in that same early 80s punk scene in LA, though obviously more on the power pop and new wave side of things, but I'd be surprised if they didn't play a show together at some point, as odd as that sounds. Well, we're out of time, so let me give you the wrap-up here. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 158. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter. That's at Sid Much Rock. I promise I say nothing of interest. Let's see. Let's wrap things up this week with a track by Jimmy Cliff. As always on the podcast, the last track is a little bit of an aberrant thing. Give you something a little different, something that I'm into that may not be so much into the indie pop realm. But you know how I like my rock steady, so let's do this. This is the track, The Harder They Come, originally released on the 1972 soundtrack for The Harder They Come, released on, I think, Hippo Records back then. It was the largest selling reggae album, and I think it may still be the largest selling reggae album of all time if Bob Marley's Legends hasn't eclipsed it, but I don't think it has, oddly enough. Everyone seemed to have this album. This is actually from the 2003 reissue, which includes the entire second disc of tracks that had nothing to do with the movie whatsoever, but were the same part of that scene of the mid to late 60s reggae and rocksteady that I enjoy so much. So let's finish off with that. This is Jimmy Cliff with The Harder They Come. We'll talk again next week. Now.